Special greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. This is Evangelist Perry Stone. Before we share it with you from our heart for just a moment on Let No Man Take Your Crown, I want to take just a few moments and thank you for logging on to our website. Now, we hope that you will visit all the different things that are available here. We do have a prophecy update page, which is updated about every 3 weeks. My wife's corner, called Pam's Corner, is updated approximately every 3 weeks. We also have a number of sermons that are available that you can download and listen to. We approximately every 90 days or so add a brand new cassette message to this cassette library that you can download. And we hope that you will be encouraged and blessed, because our ministry is to, number one, teach you your Hebraic roots, number two, to teach you the things that, as it relates to the time of the end and the prophetic word, and number three, to bring you a right now word from God. Some people call it an evangelistic word, but that's a part of our ministry. Those three things are three parts of our ministry that the Lord has laid upon our heart and laid upon our spirit. And I also want to say that if you watch our program Manifest, that you're able to order the packet here on the website. We have a secure website, and also people every morning or evening or any time of the day, actually, that you would like, you can go on and order the past packets from the past several months and any new packet which will be made available. So the resource packets made available on Manifest are available on the Internet website, so you can check that out if you would like. Very quickly, let me just say something to you. I would like to give you and your entire family a personal invitation to join us for our Dalton main event camp meeting. Now, what is a main event camp meeting? Well, every year in the fall, for the past 15 years, we've been conducting a major event in which we have 9 great services, Tuesday night through Saturday evening. And I preach the night services, which are 5 services. This year, Jensen Franklin will be joining me. Perry Stone Sr., my father, will be joining me. Frankie Powell will be joining me. Laura Powell will be conducting the ladies' luncheon. And, of course, we have our partners' luncheon Saturday night at the convention center. And the location, by the way, is the Northwest Georgia Trade and Convention Center in Dalton, Georgia. Seats about 4,000 to 5,000 people, from my understanding. And we have 12 hotel rooms that we are working – 12 hotel rooms. I hope we don't have just 12 hotel rooms. We have 12 hotels that we're working with there at exit 333. 4 of them are already booked out for the camp meeting, but you can go here on the website to camp meetings and get the information about the Dalton meeting, the location of it, the time of it, hotel information, and book the room directly if you're coming with the hotel there at Dalton. Don't call the national number for the hotel. Call the one there in Dalton and tell them you're with the Perry Stone meeting, and we will have a great time in the Lord. It's October 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. That should be a Tuesday through a Saturday night on your calendar. You can check that out. Judy Jacobs, Karen Wheaton, Christ Temple Choir, Lee University Choir is coming. And we are going to have a time in the Lord. And I do encourage you, if you've never been to one of our live meetings, come and be a part of this main event where many, many friends and partners of our ministry will be joining us. One of the reasons that I wanted to take a moment and share with you is you see a little icon on the screen there of a crown that says, "Give for the crown." Several years ago, the Holy Spirit put it in my heart and spirit to begin to teach our friends and partners the significance and the importance of giving for the crown. What do I mean by that? Well, many times, having been raised in church, when I say raised in church, my father was a minister, my grandfather was a minister, my great-grandfather was a gospel minister, so I'm very familiar with ministry. I'm very familiar with local church ministry. I'm very familiar, of course, with the necessity of how it does take finances to continue a ministry, whether it's a local church or an international global ministry such as the one that we have. But many times I feel that people emphasize giving or planting a seed in order to get something here. And I have always said, according to the Word of God, the promises of God declare that if we obey God with our giving here, we're going to be blessed here. So it is my personal opinion that we should never have to take a long time in encouraging people who are believers, who have a covenant with God, to give. That they should know it's something that we are blessed to do. But I do believe that there has not been enough teaching on why are we giving, what is the motive for what we're doing. And I want to encourage my partners, and I feel like this is something the Holy Spirit has laid upon my heart, to encourage my partners to give for the crown. In other words, to give for the eternal reward. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 7 through 13, there are 7 churches of Asia. 5 of them were rebuked for weaknesses that they had, and 2 were commended by the Lord, but all 7 of them were promised a special blessing if they were to be an overcomer. For example, chapter 2, verse 7, One church is told they would eat of the tree of life if they would be an overcomer. Chapter 2, verse 11, they would be given a crown of life if they would be an overcomer. Chapter 2, verse 17, they would be given manna to eat, a white stone with a new name. Chapter 2, verse 29, they would be given power over the nations. Chapter 3, verse 6, God would not blot their names out of the book of life. Chapter 3, verse 13, they would be a pillar in the house of God and have the name of God written upon them. Chapter 3, verse 2, Christ would allow them to sit upon his throne even as he sat upon his Father's throne. Now, the point I wish to make about these seven churches is in every instance the Lord said to each one of them, I know your works. Now, salvation is a free gift from God. We don't earn it. We don't work for it. We simply receive it by faith because it has been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Salvation is a free gift, but the rewards that we will receive for serving God one day when we stand before Him and are judged at the Bema, which is the judgment seat of Christ, those rewards are based on the works that we did as a believer while we were in our physical body. Now, the word works means your work, your employment, your task, or your assignment in life. And the Bible does talk about the word works in the Hebrew Scriptures. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 2 said, God rested from his work of creation. And the Hebrew word there is malak, means to wait upon or to minister. Exodus 14:31, Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done. The word work there is yad. It means the hand. They saw the hand of the Lord. Psalm 78, verse 43, he wrought signs in Egypt. And the word wrought there is the word sum in Hebrew, which means purposes or plans. Psalms 145 and 5 says, I will glory of the wondrous works of the Lord. And the word works there is dabar, which means the work, the creativity of God. So the word works in the Old Testament is associated with the hand, with ministry, with purpose, and with work. In the New Testament, let me give you four verses, Titus 2 and 7. In all things, show yourself a pattern of good works in doctrine. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us to purify a people zealous unto good works. Titus 3:8, I will that you affirm constantly that they that believe in God maintain good works. 2 Timothy 3, verse 17. The Bible says that the man of God be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. Now, the Bible talks about the work of the ministry, which is done by a preacher, the work of the ministry to the saints, which is done by what we call a layperson, and the work of love and labor to the needy, which is done by both the ministry, the church, and the layperson. Now, the point I wish to make is simply this. The Bible does absolutely, unequivocally indicate that we should work for the kingdom of God. The work, of course, is done by our hands. It's done through ministry, and it's done with a purpose. The Bible also indicates that one day we will be judged for the works we have done in our body. Listen to what the word says. Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another has built on it. But let every man take heed to how he builds thereon. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's works of what sort it is. If any man's works abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved as by fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 8-15. I want you to, when this tape is concluded, to click on to the special article that talks about giving for the crown and the vision that the minister had several years ago of the Bema, or the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, and how God will reward people, and how the works are going to be tried by fire. So please, at some point after we conclude here, please read that in its entirety. It will help you to understand why I'm so stirred in my spirit about the importance of giving for the crown. Now, this is what I want to teach our friends and partners, that when we sow to the work of God, especially the voice of evangelism, which is this particular ministry, let me tell you a little something about our ministry. First of all, my wife and I live, I believe, a very moderate lifestyle. We live in a house that probably about a little over 2,000, I think it's about 2,400 square feet. We still owe on that house, by the way. And the house is really the only thing that we own. We don't own any secret property anywhere, offshore property. We don't own a lot of personal things. We've been blessed. We own the clothes that we wear, and, of course, the food that we eat. God helps us to have that as well. But I think we live a moderate lifestyle, especially for the type of work that God has called us to do and he's called us into. I've published about 21 books. At this point of time in my life, I've never taken one penny for any royalty from a book. We've done four major musical projects, and I've written about 30 of the songs on there. We've never taken royalties for the songs, which we have done on our music projects. We produced 100 special videos. We've never taken a penny royalty on that. We've never taken a penny royalty literally on anything that's been produced by the Voice of Evangelism Ministry. Now, I'm not bragging about that. I'm simply saying that the Lord put in my spirit, and I committed to Him when I was a teenage minister, when I began our 7-point outreach plan, that I would put everything back into the ministry, and that's what we have done. I commit to our partners and friends that when they sow something specifically for a project, for example, if you give to missions, it goes 100% to missions. You give it to the Samaritan Fund, it goes 100% to the Samaritan Fund. If you support the television ministry, it will go to the television ministry because we are on a salary. Everyone here that works in our ministry is paid, and I believe we pay our workers well, and I thank God for that. But the point is that we pay our workers to work the 8 hours a day. Some of them work over. They're wonderful people. God has given us a wonderful staff. Myself and my wife are on a salary through the ministry, and everything else goes directly back into the Voice of Evangelism Ministry to help run the 7-point outreach plan that we have. Now, I'm saying that to you for a reason, that I believe what I preach. I'm working for the crown. I'm working for the eternal reward. I know some people get blessed and they try to put it all on earthly things. And I want to say this to you. There are people out there who are business people and they're multimillionaires. And many times when a person has that kind of wealth, they have to invest it in property or lands for tax purposes. And I don't have a problem with that if that's what people feel like they want to do. But I believe with all of my heart it's the will of God to take the finances that this ministry receives and reinvest it back into the television airtime, the printing, the distribution of tapes, the distribution of material, the supporting of missionaries, helping the poor and the needy, so that when we stand before God one day, we will have the eternal reward. And you may say, Brother Stone, what is the eternal reward? Well, it's the crown that fadeth not away. And you may say, well, what's so big about a crown? All I want to do is make it to heaven. Well, my friend, think about this. The Bible says, let no man take your crown. If you make it to the kingdom of God and you have no crown, it simply means that you did nothing for Him on earth. You have no reward. You did no works for Him. You thought only of yourself. You invested your time and money only in personal things. And I don't believe God's pleased with that. And there will be people, they may make it into the kingdom, but they'll make it, as the expression is, by the skin of their teeth, and they'll not have a reward. They'll not have a reward because they will have spent it all on earthly things. So I believe God wants us blessed here. I believe God wants us to take care and provide for our family here. That's very clear from Scripture. And we should be doing that as believers. But I also believe that when God's blessed us and been good to us, that we should invest a portion of that into a ministry or a work that we believe is doing something for God. And I always encourage people, if you don't feel led to stand with our ministry to help us with airtime or with printing or missions projects, stand with someone who's doing something for God. But here's what I'd like to do. I want to make available to you something very beautiful and very special. We had made, in fact, one of our ministry partners designed this beautiful gold-plated crown with beautiful little stones in it, sitting on a wooden base on a purple pillow, and it says, Give for the Crown. It also has two scriptures on the sides of it. You can't see that on the picture there, but on the sides there's four different little brass plates with Voice of Evangelism plus two scriptures there. And this is a token of our appreciation for your support of helping us that we would like to get into your hands. And you can put it on your counter. Some of my office individuals have it in there right above their computer where they can see it. And it simply reminds you that your prayers and support are helping to work for the eternal reward. There's really nothing special about this crown, but it is a unique gift. It's a special gift. I think our ministry is the only one in the whole United States, or probably the world, that has put this type of gift together, at least from what I understand. I'm very thankful and appreciative for that. But it is a reminder. That's all it is. It's a beautiful reminder that one day you'll get the real thing. That one day, if you're faithful to God, you will get a crown that fades not away. And we're asking you if you'd like to stand with us, especially with the television airtime, to give a one-time gift of $100 or more, or become a dollar-a-day partner with us. And you can contact us there on the website and make that as a donation and put, please send me the crown. That's all you need to write is, when you make your donation, please send me the crown. Or write me at Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320. Or you can fax us at our office or call 423-478-3456. And that donation of $100 or more, if you request the crown, be sure and request it, we'll send you this beautiful gift as a reminder. Because, as I said earlier, we want to teach our friends and partners the importance of giving for the eternal reward, and this little gift will simply be a reminder that you and I together are one day working for the crown that fades not away, that we can present at His throne when we worship Him to say, Lord, we did something for You while we were in our body. We worked for the kingdom of God, and thank You, Lord, for our reward that You're giving us. Thank you for allowing me the time to share this with you. We do pray many of you will continue to stand with us in our television airtime. It's probably the largest single expense that we have, and we don't make an issue out of it. We want to spend our time preaching the Word on television and through every available method God gives us. And also, don't forget the camp meeting in Dalton in October, and we also will have a number of meetings coming up next year, some special prophetic conferences that we're going to do, and even maybe a special partners conference that we're going to do that we've never done before. So be in touch. Stay in touch with us through the Internet, and come see us if you get an opportunity in these meetings that are coming up in the future. Thank you. We're looking forward to hearing from you. God bless you is my sincere prayer.